really on the injury front, we came out okay. We had some guys that cramped up a little bit, but for the most part, everybody was okay and finished the game. Listen, I think the offensive line did a good job. Fish practiced during the week. We thought early he'd be able to make it to the game, and he tried. I mean, he put his heart into the thing, but he just couldn't push off the way he needed to. Jaw had gotten some reps in there, obviously, during that time, and it gave him an opportunity to jump in and play. And I think, listen, for being here just a short period of time, I mean, you got to take your hat off to him for getting in there and playing the way he did. And, again, that's a young group. I believe they're going to do nothing but get better. J.J. had a couple plays. We saw that. But we knew that going in. You know, he's a phenomenal football player, and phenomenal football players make plays. And so you just want to try to limit them the best way you possibly can. I thought our guys did a pretty good job with that. The 14 points on the turnovers, I think, are a big thing. I know it's being said in the other locker room, it's tough to turn the ball over a couple times and win the game. So you know, with that, we were able to score points and like I said, get the 14 points there and get them fairly quickly and decisively. So I thought our defense really played well. In particular, the first half, I just thought we were, and really into the second half, I just thought there was pressure on the quarterback, and we did a nice job with coverage for the most part there. And then special teams, you know, it comes down to an onside kick at the end. You always hold your breath a little bit there, but I just thought our guys did a nice job there securing the football, knowing how to line up. That's about half the battle. Sometimes you have a timeout that you can use in that situation. We didn't have a timeout there. We used it to give our players a rest at the end of the game so they could go full throttle on their pass rush. So with that, the onside kick, you got to see it and then line up to it right and then make sure that you secure the football. I thought our guys did a good job with that. Time's yours. Well, it looked like it. I mean, I got to the point it wasn't getting better, right? So from that point, I had to make a decision. And there was no time. I mean, we're talking like Friday, right? So I looked at the tape on Thursday. I wasn't watching him every playthrough. I looked at the tape on Thursday. And it wasn't right. He was trying to push through it, but he didn't have that. He was having a hard time getting his hips through and rolling over that. So I just said, "Hey, listen, we can't put him in a position like that." So we went with Jaw there.
Did you say anything on Friday about it hurting? Did he communicate all
of
you guys?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No. I mean, we kept communication with him throughout. So, he thought he could push through it, but it didn't work that way. Yeah, John took a lot. He took a lot of the reps on Friday. Now, Fish still practiced on Friday. So, and I just wanted to see where he was at. Sometimes high ankle sprains are weird. You know, I mean, they tweak, and then you can sometimes pull out of that thing. So, you know, we were kind of keeping a close eye on him. We had him do some scout team stuff, some regular stuff. You know, he ended up going in the game tonight or today, and I did okay for the couple snaps he was in there. Yeah, Donald hurt his finger. He hurt his finger, but he's going to be okay. But
can you talk about what Jeremy Tackle brings to the team as far as opening space for
others? Yeah, well, you saw that. And listen, I probably could have used him more. He had that nice catch there that he was just out of bounds by a hair. He had another one that we overthrew him where he was open deep there. And we'll connect on those as we go. And but he's a good football player. And you know, obviously, it created a little space there for 87 because he had a pretty good game. You know, he got hit, and then it was kind of up and down from there when he was in and out and all that bit. But he had to sit out for a little bit. Yeah, well, man, I'm going to tell you this about any quarterback in this league. Man, you get to him early like that, and it's tough sledding. I mean, that's just the way it is. So we were able to get there and distribute to our D-line, outside backers. we were able to get there and made him uncomfortable. So he's a good football player. I like his game. Malik came out. I thought he did a good job. You know, so I think, you know, when they get everything together, the running backs and all that, I mean, it's they get the runner back. There's a good football team right here, real good football team. So and this first game, can be it can blow things out of perspective a little bit. But, you know, he's got a good football team right here. I thought he did a good job. You know, he made so many big plays and big throws. So I've got to do a better job with him in that second half of getting him in better position there. We tried running it, and they did a pretty good job at times against a run. And, you know, and then some of the plays I dialed up I thought were just kind of average. So. Yeah, no, that's the way it's supposed to look. Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, now, is it always that way? No, but I mean, those are the things you can do, and then you got to make sure that you carry it over into the second half. Yeah, well, I mean, they'll tell you that. I mean, the more weapons you have that you can utilize, the tougher it is on defenses. So, you know, that's how it rolls.
Early on, there was a lot of short stuff. Was that to kind of negate the pressure up front? Did you make sure you could bring it if they wanted?
Yeah, then they went to a little bit more man coverage that second half, latter part of the second half, and you know, they kind of tried to take away the cushion a little bit. That's why we had those opportunities down the field. I mean, those are, and we'll connect on those.
A couple more guys.
You talked about special teams earlier, but again, you just talked about how important that was to field position.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, I mean, little guy kicked the ball well. I mean, he, especially his kickoffs. We need him for that last field goal, so. Hold that over him a little bit. He needed to make that thing. We're sitting right there on the 35. That's your spot right there, man. You own that thing and put it through. So, but he did a nice job, though. Field position was huge in this game.
Therese, then
I know you got to watch the tape, but like throughout the course of the game, you can kind of get the sense for how your offensive line are handling things. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but like in a general sense, were you pretty happy with Donald and starting to left tackle and John?
Yeah, listen, I think in general they did a good job. I do want to see the tape. That's a good defensive line. Well, really a front seven. That front seven is those guys are tough guys. So, and they play well and fast, and they bring a lot of stuff at you, and they get their hands up well in the pass game and deflect ball, all those things. So, you know, I thought our guys, you know, for the most part did a good job. We've got to keep getting better And that's the challenge now, because every game you play, now teams have tape on you. They're going to study you. Can you take your game up another level that week? And that'll be very important as we go through the season.
Last one, BJ. That's a big win tonight. They do have a short week going on Thursday night, hosting Denver at home. What kind of challenge does that present? How much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, well, as soon as I can get out of this press conference, you know, we'll get rolling here. So, it's important how we handle it as coaches. It's important how we handle it as players. That we get it, when given an opportunity to rest, you rest, get off your feet, and take care of business. The bumps and bruises, man, you take care of those. It's a Thursday game, so you got to get ready. You got a great opponent coming in against Denver, and you know there are going to be a couple people at Arrowhead, so it'll be exciting.
Yeah.